I made that it was Ric Flair. Poppy Flair.
Poppy Flair.
Is it straight?
Yeah, it's straight, bro.
It's straight, my bad. Because I see, you know.
It's because it's because of the camera's tilted, but the image is not.
I'll bet. Yo, Lucky View Podcast episode.
Who knows, man? It's been a while.
What's it called? I go by name of Arrow. We got Poppy Johnson. We got Sky up there. Yeah, I think you might have to talk a little bit closer to your mic.
No, yeah, yeah, I am.
Yeah, Lucky View Podcast. We are back. It's been since January because I think that was the last time we did an episode with Freddie and Ashton?
Yeah.
Sorry if I mispronounced your name. FRVD running. But yeah, man, how you doing? How you feeling?
Phenomenal, bro. Unemployed. You know, spent money where I shouldn't be. But it was for the cause of good causes. Whenever you see this video, you're going to see that we've upgraded. We've definitely upgraded. Decided to invest in our business. And I think it's for the best. It's definitely been worth it. I'll tell you that much. This camera is clutch. Again, like I said, when you watch this video, you're going to see in the camera, I actually purchased a Canon M50. It's a mirrorless camera. So basically great for 4K videos and stuff like that. So, you know, to get the pod a little bit, looking a little bit more professional, man. And honestly, best investment ever. Best investment ever. So we're going to be rocking out. Everything's going to look pristine from now on.
Pristine. I like the word.
It's all day.
I like the word. Yeah, man. How you been the last few months? Like letter grade.
I've been a 2.
I said letter grade. Oh. It could have clipped that.
Right now I'm looking like a D-. I ain't gonna lie.
Yo, what letter grade are you? I'm a 2, yeah.
That's how you know my life is just down. It's down in the dirts, man. It's down in the dirts. It's not looking good right now.
Oh, man.
But I'm like a D- right now, bro.
I'm like a C-.
Not bad, yeah.
Mentally. But like, other than that, you know, we get in there. Money-wise, money comes and goes, man.
Yeah, facts.
But that's good, man. We missed a lot, I would say. Since January to now, albums, everything's going on in the world. Trump getting reelected. ICE. The beef between Drake and Kendrick. I think we did cover it a little bit, right?
Yeah, we covered it when it was at the peak. Like last
because I think we missed the I think we covered when Drake didn't drop at the Hard Part 6, I think.
Yeah.
We didn't cover the Super Bowl. We missed the Super Bowl. Kendrick's album. Drake's
album with Party.
Drake's album with Party that I'm not really a big fan of, but people the young generation love it. You like it?
No.
Freddie Gibbs and Alchemist album, the Clips album. Great album, by the way. The tariffs we missed all these things this year. What do you want to talk about? Do you want to just go straight into music or but first and foremost, I know the camera is catching because I can see the bright orange on the camera. What are those, man?
These are the Kobe Protros. These are the total orange pair with the silver swoosh.
I thought those were the WNBA shoes.
Stop playing with me. Yeah.
No, because you know the logo, like the orange.
Yeah.
Don't do that, man. You see, you're not pro women.
Don't do that.
No, I'm just saying.
Bro. We just started after a long time. Don't put me in that box. Yeah.
I'm just saying because you attacked me. Like, don't do that to me. Like, what? You can't rock WNBA shoes?
No, you can.
All right, then why'd you say don't do that?
Nah, like, don't do that to me, bro. Don't disrespect the shoes. But yeah, these are the total orange Kobe Protros, and
I thought you were going to flip them.
They're not going for much. They're going for like 240 max.
What was retail?
190.
That's still a good flip, yo.
Yeah, but you also got to think about paying packaging and everything.
Bro, don't do that, yo. You say that's less than $15, bro. Don't do that.
For shoes?
Yeah, bro.
I'm...
Package-wise?
It's $15, yeah.
No, King.
Yes, man.
Bro, how you going to tell me?
All right, man. My bad. You're right. You're right. You got it, bro. You got it, bro.
I'm just saying, you don't even pay for shipping on like eBay and all that.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't. The buyer pays shipping.
and it still comes out of my thing.
No, because it cancels out.
No, it doesn't. I still have to pay an extra.
All right, man. I'm not doing this.
I'm being serious.
Bro, how you going to tell me? I just say, like, how you going to tell
you're
me?
You're right, man. My bad. Yeah, you got it.
You know what, man? Go ahead, man. Go on with your splurge, man.
Nah, ain't no splurge in here, man.
We be seeing those splurge, yo. Nah, bro. We see you with the Barca and the Mamba jersey, yo.
Mamba jersey? Yeah, that jersey.
The Ronaldinho jersey. Bro, that jersey is
hard.
Bro, we see you splurge, yo. Bro, nah. My man said, unemployment. My man says, I'm rich.
Nah, bro. Worst thing ever.
But what do you want to start off? I know there's a lot of things, but what do you want? You want to go music? Obviously, you want to go music, obviously. Where do you want to go with music?
I mean, we could talk about the new Freddie Gibbs album. All
right, let's talk about what do I miss? What did I miss? Oh, what did we miss?
We that's missed everything. Kind of,
what did we miss?
We missed everything.
Yo, that's going to be the title. What did we miss?
Hey, look, man. I'll put it like
hard.
This.
That record's hard. Let's talk about that's an 8 out of 10 record.
I give it a 6 out of 10.
Bro, if he dropped that after Not Like Us, how would it hit?
I think it would be the same effect with Family Matters.
It'll
be overshadowed. It wouldn't have done anything.
I think what did I miss would hit harder. Because I just feel like, yo, that record's hard. Even though I just don't like the guns in the videos. I don't care about the metaphors or whatever he's trying to do in that video. I just don't like the guns because that doesn't really represent him.
I'm going to put it like this. And I think, I forgot who said it. I think it was Joe Budden. I think he said it perfectly. I think this record would have hit better if after the whole thing with the diss and like he never said nothing, like there was no suing, none of that and stuff like that, and it was just quiet for months, and then he put out this record after all like the hoopla and all the chat that was going around. I think this record would have hit a little differently, because then it would have made sense, like, yo, what did I miss? What are you guys talking about? Like, but since he's still out here trying to be, you know, in the public eye and prove that he never lost any battle, I'm like, it's it, like, I get it. And I'm all for it. Look, man, at the end of the day, I'm going to still support Drake, but I'm going to be very, very straight to the point about how I feel about records. And like, What Did I Miss is a good record. And I'm not saying it's a bad record. It's a good record. But I still give it a 6 out of 10.
Not going
to. Do you listen to it still?
I haven't listened to it.
So then you can't say it's a great record?
No, but I did listen to a line that first couple weeks. Bro, it's like, it makes me, like, that's a great gym song.
I don't even listen to it in the gym.
Like, that makes me want to, you know, throw the dumbbell or someone.
You know what makes me want to throw the dumbbells on?
The Clips.
Exactly.
Let's go to the Clips album. Forget about Drake, because you did too much. You did like a 10-minute, 20-minute video talk about Drake, man.
It was a 10-minute video.
Glazing.
I was definitely not glazing. There was no glazing over here. Trust and believe.
Clips album. What's it called again?
Let God Sort Them Out.
I might say album of the year.
Yeah.
Album of the year. I think from beginning to bottom, that album is very flawless. I tried to skip the intro just because it's too deep, man.
Yeah. It's
too deep for me right now.
Like, every time I listen to the album, I don't listen to the first song.
I'm gonna be honest, first three. POV is my least favorite song in the album.
Fair.
Chains and Whips, I kind of got over it just because, but it's still a great record. It's still a great record. But not yet. The intro is too deep. It's too deep for the intro, man.
Cool.
But yeah, nah, I can't. My favorite record is So Be It or what's the one that they're rapping without the beat in the beginning?
Mike Tyson, Blow to the Face.
That record?
That record hard, yo.
What was my line?
I'm the Bezos of the nasals.
Sky, come here. Let's
get it.
The Bezos of the nasals is one of the hardest lines in America, man.
Oh, facts. Record. Come probably here. One of the best quotables on the whole album. Come There's here. A lot of quotables on the album for sure. But I enjoyed the album. I gave the album a 9.5 out of 10. Definitely album of the year.
I agree. What's your favorite record?
My favorite record? Man. I probably say the same one. Mike Tyson, Blow to the Face, or the outro.
I thought you liked POV a lot.
It's a great song.
Or you grew out of it. You know, I don't like the hook.
I like the hook.
You see, I don't like the hook. I just think it's too, I don't know if it's the tone of the hook. I don't know.
I mean, possibly. I don't know. I like the hook. But
is this a very, my bad, cutting you off, but is this a very, did you hear a lot of Kanye influence in the beats?
I mean, I don't think it's Kanye influence, but I do think that, you know, you can hear some of that percussion and 808s on the album that give you that Kanye feel.
And no Church in a Wild and Chains and Whips. Yo, fire. You got to touch that beat. I forgot. Chains and Whips, you have to.
I already wrote something to it.
You
got to
drop it, man.
I'm still trying to finish it.
No, don't finish it.
What?
Just stop right there.
Stop right there? Stop after right three there. Lines?
Oh, you just, I thought you had like 12 lines. You were like, you know what?
No, I think I have like 12. I have like 10 lines, I think.
No, I think it's great. I think it's a very great. I like Fico.
Come on, man.
I think he deserved the verse.
Oh, for sure. I agree. 100%.
I'm trying to think of the record with Dream is. I know you didn't like that record that much.
It's not my favorite.
I'm trying to think. So Be It, that beat is just so freaking crazy, yo.
But they still haven't updated it on Apple Music.
For real? For Tidal, they did.
No, they haven't updated. Well, they have the censored version, but the uncensored version is not updated.
Really?
Yeah.
So Tidal has it.
Yo, Apple Music, get your shit together, yo.
Do you think it's album of the year?
For sure.
Did you get anything from the like the merch or anything?
No, not yet. It's still available though. I'm just debating right now if I should get the CD or the vinyl.
The vinyl, bro. That's not even a question. My bad, yeah. Were you surprised with the first week sales?
No, I think the first week sales were amazing.
57,000, right?
No, it was 183,000.
57.
No, I'm sorry. Not
57,000 pure music. Yeah. The other one is the bundles and all that.
So it was like, we don't count that. It was 118,000.
We don't count that, yeah.
Can't do that. Don't do that. Yeah. No, stop it. Stop it. Overall, 118,000.
Don't tell Nikki. Oh, that's another thing we missed.
But Nikki tried to do the same thing.
Mind you, Nikki been going nuts in the last past.
Bro, whatever. But
that's your girl. I always got Cardi over her, yo. Oh, Cardi dropping the album next month too. We got a lot. We missed a lot, man. What did we miss?
But yeah, man, 118,000 first week. Great job. Shout out to Clips. I was watching Clips on TikTok and Reels about the concert. It looks really dope. People are really just, you know,
are you they're present go?
For the moment. No, I think the New York one already passed.
You sure?
Yeah. Because it was I think it was last week. But yeah, I mean, the concert looked dope. The new Freddie Gibbs album is really good. I gave that one a 9 out of 10, production-wise, lyrics-wise.
Better than Clips?
I don't know. I think it's like right there. Because like... Again, I think the Alchemist, when it comes to doing these collab albums with other rappers, it's hard to miss.
I heard the Larry June and 2 Chainz and Alchemist album's really good.
I heard that too.
The intro's. The intro's actually really good.
I gotta listen to that album. I'm gonna be honest with y'all.
You don't listen to music.
No, it's not even that, right? I feel like trying to keep up with all the albums every week is exhausting. It is really exhausting. Trying to listen to new records all the time, like, it creates a fatigue. So I try to, like, the Freddie Gibbs album dropped. I gave it like about a week before listening to it because I didn't want to feel like, you know what I'm saying? Because even the Tyler, the Creator album dropped. I think that album was pretty good. I gave that like a 7.58 out of 10. It's a nice little vibe. If you're on the go.
Ain't for me.
That's fine, bro.
It's not an album.
That's all right.
We're too long for that, man.
I'm wrong for that?
I said we too grown.
Oh, we too grown for that? You don't want to dance?
Not that type of dance.
Though. Oh, okay. You're not in tune with the culture, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. We missed Diddy, too, by the way.
Nah, we don't miss him, bro. No, I mean, nah, we good, bro. Nah.
We missed the whole Diddy shit.
Nah, we didn't miss nothing, yeah.
We missed the whole Diddy shit. You saw that his lawyer said Diddy's going to be back in Madison Square Garden, right? Would you buy tickets?
For what?
Would you judge the people who buy tickets?
They're gonna bring baby oil. That's
no, but I said, would you judge the people by?
No, because then that you got to judge people if R. Kelly comes home and people go to his concert.
Oh, hell yeah, I'm judging.
So you gonna judge people at the Diddy?
I might.
Okay, fair enough.
You might see me there. I'm just. But no, your friend
can't stop, won't stop.
We can't stop, won't stop.
Like take that, I said, take that.
We can't stop, won't stop.
Take that. What you taking?
I don't know. What did we miss? But Freddie Gibbs, yeah, dropped a really good album. Is it better than his first one though? I ain't gonna lie, that Scottie Beam record.
I gotta go back to the first. I haven't heard the first one in a while, so
mind you, I think that's the same time Pusha dropped Daytona too.
Yeah.
I think they gotta start dropping the same time because they don't miss together.
We get
together,
good music,
man.
Yeah. We get good music when it happens. So,
but who else? Jello dropped.
Who?
Jello.
Not interested.
Bro, yeah, the hottest. Dude, bro, did we miss that record too? What was it called? Tweaker.
I still think that song is trash. It's trash. In my opinion. Oh, Metro Boomin dropped.
Who's that? He flopped. He made like 18K. How did he sell less than Clips? You think Drake's laughing?
Probably. But I mean, it's the divided with that album.
Yes, it's a bunch of old school rappers.
Yeah, it's like a very regional.
Bro, Young Dro's on. Come on,
It's a very regional record.
No disrespect, man. When I saw Young Dro is on the album, I was like, "What is this? 2006?"
Bro, that's what the album gives.
But back to Freddie Gibbs and the Clips, because obviously they're going back and forth. A lot of people I'm seeing. Do you think we're just saying that the Clips is the album of the year because the way they pushed it out in the rollout and Freddie Gibbs just dropped his album?
No.
What if they didn't? If the Clips didn't do a rollout like that, do you think it would still be album of the year?
Yeah. Because I'll explain it like this, right? I think what people forget when it comes to creating records, what the Clips did is they created a moment. They did the old school rollout of doing interviews and getting one-on-one with the public and previewing two records before releasing the main album, right? It worked for them. It was solid. And the one thing about the album is, and I'll say this again, the production, the lyrics, the structure of the album is impeccable. One record after the other, it all makes sense. And it sonically, it just sounds.
Where are the better beats between the two albums?
I'm biased, bro.
Who had the better lyrics?
Oh, Clips, hands down. Malice was swimming.
I ain't gonna lie,
swimming,
man.
In lava.
The Alchemist beats on that album.
They hard, yo. The record with Jid, Gold Feet.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I think lyrics-wise, the Clips, beats-wise, Alchemist and Freddie Gibbs.
That's fair.
But I don't know, man. What do you think academics feel about it, yo?
I don't know, bro. At this point, I feel like he's just trolling. I watch his clips and everything and whatever he has to say, and at this point, I'm just like, all right, man. There's some times where I agree with him. With
oh, wait, J.I.D. dropped his album?
Yeah, he dropped one.
You heard it already?
No, I haven't heard it.
Okay, I got to hear it.
Bryson Tiller also dropped
one. Oh, that's another thing, yo. Okay.
That's crazy.
How do you feel about him not including the Eminem verse?
What do you mean?
Have you ever seen, because I heard Rory Maul talk about this, have you ever seen an artist get an Eminem verse and scrap it out of the album?
I mean, does it really matter?
It's Eminem.
So?
You know how difficult it is to get an Eminem verse?
I think when you're in that type of space and you surround yourself around people like that, I think features like that just come around.
Don't do that, yo. You're telling me you're not adding that Eminem verse to your album?
But if it doesn't fit with the album, though.
If you're... Hell yeah, I'm adding it.
I mean...
Come on, sure. Don't do that, yo.
Sure.
You're leaving the Eminem verse out of the album if it doesn't fit.
I mean,
you're leaving the Eminem verse.
Bro, I have nothing to lose. You better throw that shit in there.
Exactly.
But I don't have nothing to lose. I mean, like with Jid, I understand.
Bro, he has nothing to lose, bro.
But he's already done a record with M, and he already has a record with M.
Yeah, but you don't not, bro. How do you make that call to Eminem? Be like, yo, you're not making it. Yo.
I don't think it was like that though. Bro, I think it was probably like, yo, I just.
How
don't
do you
think
Eminem would feel? Like, yo,
record.
I wasted. Not wasted, but I gave you a verse. It's not making the album.
That's something Hov would say.
But that's the caliber. Hov, M. You don't get their verses every day. So you're telling me you're excluding the Eminem verse from your album.
I mean, if you just want it for streams, sure. But again, like
you're
I said.
You're not answering the question. You're excluding an Eminem verse.
If it doesn't go with the album, yes. I'm excluding.
I am not. I don't care what my album's on. And the Eminem verse doesn't come every day.
Yeah, but it's also bigger than that. It's bigger than a verse.
Did you like his verse?
on the mixtape that he dropped.
You know why he did the mixtape? So it'd be like, yo, you know what, man?
Honestly, not really.
The rappity rap?
Yeah, not my thing. It wasn't my, like, it was cool.
I knew I'm gonna do that.
Stop it. Don't do this. I was actually listening to Marshall Mathers LP.
Yeah, me too, yeah. You know what's
listening? Encore to? At the thrift. I was blasting that shit. I was rapping it. People were looking at me crazy when I started rapping Kimyo.
I was listening to What's the Difference? The Watcher. I was listening to I was listening to M and Dre, The Guilty Conscious. Mm. I ain't gonna lie, man. We gotta make a record like The Guilty Conscious, yeah. It just like remix it, yeah.
I mean, we can.
That'd be hard. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, man.
I mean, we obviously know who has to write the record.
Exactly, bro. You have to, bro.
Nah, my bad, yo.
But did you see are you gonna see the Stan movie? Not movie, but like a doc?
Work. I mean, I'll try to go tomorrow after work, but
it looks good.
Yeah.
You didn't see it?
No, I saw it.
Like the trailer?
I mean, I follow Eminem on Instagram, so
he. Oh my bad, yeah. I didn't know he followed you too, yeah.
I wish that'd be awesome, yeah. Yo, Marshall, follow me, please.
What do you think of the trailer?
It's cool. I mean, anything Eminem.
You're not
bro.
Eminem fan, man. A fan doesn't say cool, yo.
You know what I mean, bro.
But Drake dropped the. Oh, yo, my God, that's amazing, man.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I haven't been excited about any Drake project in a while, so.
But Eminem, the Stan movie, what? It's a documentary, right?
I think so.
About the Marshall Mathers?
I think so, yeah. I'm gonna try my best to go watch it because I really want to see it.
It's only at AMC, right?
I believe so, yeah. It's only in theaters for the weekend. It's not like
Oh,
it's,
really?
Yeah, it's not.
Where are they dropping? Or is it just movies?
It's just movies.
No, they're probably going to leak it somewhere.
I mean, eventually. But I'm just saying for like this weekend, they're just
it's
doing
it. It's only this weekend?
Yep. Only for a weekend.
I ain't going to lie, that's smart. Because that's when the numbers are going to go crazy.
And they create
How much do you think he'll sell in 2 days?
Honestly, probably like
500?
5 mil?
Oh, I thought you said 500,000.
No.
5 million?
I think you could do 5.
What's the most a movie did this year?
Like if opening weekend?
What about Marvel? What did they do for like the week?
Opening weekend, they did about, I think it was like about $225
million. $225
million? Mm-hmm.
You think Eminem is going to do 5?
Yeah.
That's it? Because
it's only for a weekend.
But you just said the first weekend for the Marvel.
Yeah, but you got to think about what they're opening.
Oh,
their
yeah,
opening weekend, it starts on Thursday. Right. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So you think 5 mil is good?
Yeah, I think that's great. For an hour and a half?
It starts today or tomorrow?
I think it started today.
Shout out to Eminem, man.
Yo, shout out to Marshall.
We had a quick talk the other day, man.
This guy, yeah.
What other music did you want to speak on?
I mean, there really isn't much.
Because we were talking about we want to talk.
I mean, there really isn't a lot of music that's really been.
Oh, Drake's new record.
That shit was trash.
With Central C.
It's trash, bro. Give me the other one that he previewed.
Which one?
The one that they were rapping, you know. That shit went hard.
Are you tired of his melodies?
I'm not tired of his melodies. I'm tired of the bullshit that he drops.
Do you think he does too much ABC singing?
What does that mean?
Too much like ABC singing, like. Too many simple, catchy songs.
I'm not tired of it, but it's just like there's no feeling behind those records.
Like for instance, like he rhymes they say like the basics and on a song.
No, because again, like I said, that's majority of pop records. But I expressed this in my YouTube video. I said like there's no feeling in records. Like when's the last time that a record made you feel something?
Drake's?
Yeah.
8 a.m. in Charlotte.
Made you feel something?
Yeah.
Like it was like, damn, like.
Yes. It had me hyped up for the album.
And the album was terrible.
No, but the B-sides one, the one that had Red Shoes or whatever, he went like 6 for 6 on that little EP. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but that's the EP.
But he went 6 for 6.
Yeah, just those songs.
But he went 6 for 6, let's not lie.
I don't know about 6 for 6.
Come on, you see another. Listen, I'm not even. Drake's not even in my top 5, but still, you can't do that to Drake, yo.
I don't think 6 for 6. Probably 5 for 6.
But 8 a.m. in Charlotte was the one that made me think, oh, this guy's. He's coming out. He's coming. Red Button, Stories About My Brother, The Shoe Fits, Weak Man, Evil Ways, You Broke My Heart. 6 for 6.
5 for 6.
Which record did you like?
What was the one before Break My Heart?
You Broke My Heart?
Yeah.
Evil Ways with J. Cole.
That one.
All right. Yeah, that record was cool. I think that was probably the least one. But now the 8 a.m. in Charlotte had me feeling like, yo, this guy, he's ready to rap. I ain't disappointed, but you know. But the record with, I was going to say Paul George. With record with Party Next Door, what's it called? Members Only. Oh my God. That took me back to like old Drake.
Mm.
But you didn't like the beat switch up on Central Cee?
No, she was ass.
What do you think about his rollout with the Iceman?
I think it's creative. I like it. That's really cool. I like that.
You've been watching it.
Yeah. Like, it's really cool. It gives a sense of excitement to want to see something, but then it disappoints when he gives these fucking lackluster records.
What do you think of the title Iceman?
I feel like there's a lot of interpretations.
Can you explain? Because I'm not that witty like you.
So, interpretations of Iceman. So, if you don't know the character from X-Men, Iceman, that's one of the interpretations. The other one's Iceman. If you're familiar, Iceman was also, I think he was part of the mob, or he was hired he was hired by the mob to do a lot of killings. And he used to hide bodies in the ice cream truck, freeze them. And then he'll dump the bodies somewhere like 2-3 weeks later, so they wouldn't know when the body, you know, when the actual murder happened. And I think there's one more interpretation, if I'm correct. I think it's also has something to do with like a mobster, but that's basically like the interpret. It's like supposed to, like he's a killer, like he's here, like he's a superhero killer. Type of killer. Thing. I mean, probably, but you know, it gives up those vibes, and like, you know, I think it's a really cool rollout.
You should just call it Hood Gangster or Hood Legend.
Definitely not. Don't do that.
What'd you do if his next album was called Hood Legend?
I'm not tuning in, bro, because he's not a Hood Legend. I'll tell you that much. He's a Burb Legend.
You see, my bad thing is I compare his album titles to like an Eminem to a more Jay-Z, but I'm looking at Jay-Z, Biggie, Pac. And I'm looking at the title, like, you go Reasonable Doubt, Magna Carta, the Black Album, Blueprint, Encore, the Eminem Show, Relapse. Do you think Drake lacks an album, good album title names?
No, I think his album title names are great.
Really?
Yeah.
You liked all of them?
I think the only one I didn't like was the Certified Lover Boy one.
You liked Scorpion?
Yeah.
I was like, More Life?
I love that.
I like that. Yeah. Certified Lover Boy, right?
Yeah.
I think that was just like, okay. Views, you like.
Bro. Honestly, Views has gone up in my top five for Drake. It's probably like top three.
I think it's better than Take Care.
I ain't gonna lie. You're not wrong. Because the way my albums are set up right now is nothing was the same.
You still got that number one.
Number one. Nothing was the same.
Flawless.
Yes.
Like you don't skip.
No. Nothing was the same. Then I put... Nothing was the same. So Far Gone. And then Views.
Mm.
Those albums are great. I still feel like Thank Me Later doesn't get enough love because it's a pop album.
But I'm going to tell you something. The Scorpion is actually a good album.
You just have to pick songs. If you take out the right songs and make one album, it's a classic.
Put it like this. Scorpion is like Jay-Z's Blueprint 2 to people. It's because Blueprint 2 is a double album. So a lot of people didn't like... A lot of people said if Jay-Z just combined certain songs to one album, this would have been a classic.
I agree. I don't understand this whole double album shit. Like,
Certified Lover Boy actually has some good records on it, too.
It does. Pipe Down's my favorite record on the
intro.
Album. Pipe Down, Champagne Poetry. What else? Bridal Path. The one where he dissed Kanye. That's a great record.
Love All with you, with Hope.
Like, there's a lot of records on there that are great, but it's just like it's a long ass album. It's too many fillers, and it's just like, I'm gonna be honest with you, Knife Talk is not that good. Knife Talk is not that good. It was cool in the moment, but that record's trash.
Beast Hard.
That's it.
You want to just hit escape, bro?
You want me to escape? I can.
If you want to hit, if you want to escape, but not yet. I ain't gonna lie. If you're reading this too late, it's actually a great album title name.
Facts.
That's still probably one of my top.
You know, it's a great title name that we all misinterpreted. Honestly, never mind.
Oh, here we go,
bro. Honestly, never mind that album.
It's not your top three.
Top five. It's working its way to top five.
Don't tell Mighty.
Mighty's gonna have a fit. Yo, he gonna cry. Yo, I really love that album. It's a really good album.
So that was the last album, because that was recent. That was not that long ago.
That was
the last time he made you feel so away. Because that dropped not that less than 5 years ago.
Yeah, it dropped 2021.
So that was the last time Drake made you feel like, damn, like.
Right?
And then he dropped Her Loss. Her Loss is a good title.
Stop. That's a good title, but that album is not good.
It has records.
Like three.
It's better than the Future album. The Future album has more hits. You think the Future album is better? Way better. It's because, you know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because Drake has the outro rap on that album.
No.
Was it 30 for 30 or 30 Freestyle or something like that? That's Drake. But, enough of the Drake talk, man.
I feel like we always talk about Drake.
Drake's a...
But I mean, he's the biggest artist in the world, yeah.
You got him tatted on you, man.
All day, baby.
Diddy, man. Did you watch the trial? I know we're going all over, but it's like, yeah, we were just going to catch up.
We catch up. Almost a year of catch up.
And then next week, we'll be a little bit more,
prepared.
This is like a run trial, because also we want to see how the camera looks, too, with this episode. But Diddy's trial, did you go through did you watch it? Were you in tune with it?
I was keeping up with it.
I was keeping up with it.
It was a lot, bro.
Were you over him? Like, you wanted to cancel him?
I was just disgusted by a lot of this shit. So I'll put it this way, right? I do agree with people saying that this is not a RICO case. This is more of a domestic violence case. This is not a RICO case. So that's where the defense were trying to kind of build up to it. But overall, Diddy's a freak ass motherfucker, yo. That's all I can say. He's a freaky dude.
Are you still gonna listen to his music? Like, it hasn't changed your view, like, musically of him? Because he hasn't been charged with anything that people think he's.
I don't think people understand that Diddy is the. He changed hip hop forever. Like, it's hard to not listen to
both ways, good and bad. Because yes. He changed hip hop during this trial. Because he was like, bro, you ruined a lot of people's childhood.
Yes, but he changed hip hop forever, yo. He gave us some of the biggest stars. He gave us some of the biggest.
But
hits.
Are you still listening? Does it change your viewpoint listening to his music or not yet?
I don't know yet, because every now and then I'll still listen to the Dirty Money album. I'll listen to last.
So it hasn't changed your view, because he hasn't got charged for you. How do you view it? That you have to get charged, or do you have to hear something? Like,
I feel like you have to get charged.
So R. Kelly has to be.
It's hard, bro. I don't know. I really don't know, because it's hard to separate the.
Listen, man.
I love some of these Diddy records, man. There's no way that you do not go back and listen to some of these Diddy records. It's the same thing. There's no way you're not going back and listening to some of these R. Kelly records.
I ain't gonna lie,
R. Kelly is the king of R&B.
Don heard the defense during her what do you call it?
During
she testified, I think.
Her cross examination.
She heard him. Bro, because it could seem like she really wanted to work with that dude, yo. Like, she was a really sneaky SOB. You know what I mean? Like, listen, man. I'm not even going to want to talk about Cassie. Like, if a lot of people were turning on her too, saying she just was out for the money. And it might be true. But,
I just really wished Aubrey would have...
I don't know.
Would have testified.
How many months you think he'll get?
How many months?
Yeah.
I don't think he's doing time.
Well, he is doing time.
Well, he's doing time now, but I don't think...
When do you think he gets out?
Probably end of year. You think he'll be home by Christmas. He'll be home by Christmas. He'll probably do house arrest.
How don't you think? Is it arson with the bomb? That's arson, right?
Arson is when you're
with the bomb, right?
No, arson is when you're burning something.
You're
talking about the Molotov?
With the Kid Cudi.
Yeah, that's Molotov.
I don't know how you didn't get charged for that.
Because they don't have sufficient evidence for it.
Even though, was it the friend or whatever, or Cassie's friend talking about it? That didn't help?
But they don't have no proof.
You see, I think he did that.
I do think so, too.
I think, bro, Styles speed through a refrigerator out the window. Or at Diddy or whatever.
Bro, that's a classic interview right there, yeah.
But,
shout out to the Locks, yo, because they were not intimidated by him, yo. Not at all. Not one bit.
But Diddy. Listen, man. Also, I want to know where Jaguar Wright is, yo.
I've heard hiding a lot somewhere. I don't know.
Emery shoots that he's done. I was like, well, shit.
But I mean, that's what it is. The whole thing with Jay-Z about his supposed son. That whole thing came and went.
I know a lot of people said that that he looks like him, but bro. Everyone looks like someone, yo. I'm gonna be honest. Like, I see people.
Sky looks like you. You look like Sky.
Yo, facts, yo. Like, I think you look like certain people, but that doesn't mean you guys are related.
Facts, yo. Just because we Mexican don't mean we the same.
But not yet. Do I think? And I know I see people saying, "Yo, why doesn't Jay-Z just take the DNA test?" No, because if he does it, everyone's gonna come out and tell him, and then he's like, it's gonna come as a full ass line saying, "Yo, you're my dad." So no, you do it once, you're gonna have to do it a million times.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not mad at it, man. But hey, man. Hope's not done yet, man.
Hope's not done. You think he's going to drop an album?
Yeah.
Album of the year?
I think he's going to drop the Carter's album. I feel like they're gearing up for a Carter's album.
You think it's going to be album of the year?
For certain. I don't know. Because the first one is actually pretty good, actually. With me going back to it, I like it. I like it more than I did the first time. But I think they're gearing up. I think they're gearing up for the Carter's album. And then Jay's going to drop.
Fair.
Or maybe he's not going to drop. Maybe he just wants to do the Carter's album. But I think he's gearing up. He's wearing jewelry again. He's wearing chains again.
Mm.
Every time Hove wears a chain, a big chain, he's rapping again.
Is that my chain worth more than your career?
Shit, man. But shout out to Diddy, man.
That sounds crazy. That sounds crazy.
I'll just sound crazy if you're fucking with him, bro.
God forgive me.
God did. Well, let's jump. Did you see that? You know the Nelk Boys, right?
Yeah.
You saw that they interviewed Benjamin Netanyahu. How do you say his name?
Netanyahu.
Netanyahu. You saw that?
Yeah, man.
How you feel like they interviewed a war criminal, man? Or do you like them? No, I'm just asking, man. I gotta ask the questions, man.
Free Palestine, bro.
How do you feel about that? Listen, man. Enough with the trying to get the views and the clicks, man.
But
I feel like
I am on the same boat with you, bro.
I'm like, and then I saw him do another interview with a pro Palestine, but the thing I don't even know Africa. I don't even Hassan. I don't want to mispronounce his name, but I saw that
Mehdi Hassan. I think that's his name.
What?
Mehdi Hassan.
I don't know.
Probably.
But they did and I'm not gonna lie. During that interview, they looked so uninterested in that. Like you could tell by the face. They could say they're tired or whatever. But he called them out. He said, "Yo, bro, you guys are over 30 years old. You guys gotta stop acting like little kids. Like you guys are grown-ups. Like you gotta know what's right and what's wrong." It's like, and for them to say is we didn't know anything about the, then why do the interview?
See, that's my thing, right? And I think I've as of recently, I'll say maybe within the last year, my problem with a lot of these like streamers and these like content creators who are consistently posting, right? Everything is for clickbait. Everything is for a clip. Everything is for something to go viral. Everything is shock value. And I think it's gotten to the point where it's getting nastier and nastier to where I put it like this, right? There was this kid, I forgot his name. This kid, he dressed himself up as an employee of a store
Target.
Yeah, the you know who and I'm talking about,
and
right?
He brought like six heads with him, saying, "We're here, like they're here because you guys are slow or whatever at work."
Yeah, and he got arrested for it and is facing 8 years. That was funny. It's funny, but think about it.
You weren't laughing?
No,
I was laughing
because that's annoying.
I get it. That's annoying. But I'm like, yo, it's like it's a stupid shit before, but not yet.
But this
do you
is,
think he deserves 8 years though? Be for real.
Do I? No, I think he deserves like maybe like 3 years, 2 years.
I don't think he deserves time. I think he deserves a big ass fine.
But the thing is, right? Where's the line in which we don't cross when it comes to doing these things, right? There was also another video years ago where this kid, like, he was going up pranking people, he was bothering people, and he got shot. He got shot, and he was trying to sue, and he lost the lawsuit. Because in reality, it's in self-defense. Like, you're harassing me. You're confronting me. I'm telling you to stop, and I'm going to shoot you. And he shot him. But the thing is like, again, this goes back to my point where's the line? What line don't we cross? And again, everything is not content. And if you can't handle the backlash and you can't handle the critique and people leaving comments under your videos, your pictures, and you're getting all this hate, and you think that that's engagement, at some point you're going to realize, like, nobody fucks with you. Your money is going to start to dwindle away. Yeah, you may be hot for the moment, but that's it, and it just goes away. That's why, like, again, where is the fine line? Where do we make sure that this is where we don't cross? Like, we don't go any further than this. And for the Nelk boys doing that interview, bro, y'all are weird, bro. Y'all are fucking weird.
Mind you,
a bunch of clip farming douchebags. It's like, fuck out of here.
What's his name? I don't even know his name. The main guy. I don't even know his name. He's not even American. He's Canadian.
And that's what I'm saying.
But the other guy, Steiny, is American.
He's a fucking weirdo too. Another loser, bro.
But not yet. We got a Canadian trying to do all this, trying to get it in American stuff. Listen, you live here now, but still, you're a Canadian, bro. But not yet. He also, you know what's crazy? Drake gift him. You saw that, right? Gift him a watch.
Bunch of weirdos. Man. That's the weird shit.
Drake, man. How do you feel about Drake doing the flying out all the streamers to his little festival?
It's weird, bro.
It's smart, though.
It's
good
smart.
Marketing.
It's smart, yes. But at the same time, again, like I said, like, it's...
He's trying to stay in touch with the...
And it's fine. And I get it. But... relevance is a drug, man. Everybody's trying to stay relevant. And I get it.
I think we can attack that. Like, I'm talking about Drake. I don't think we can attack the relevance because I don't think we haven't experienced that yet. I feel like when we do experience it, we might know a little bit more.
Yeah, but I think I'll put it this way.
Because I feel like when we get the relevance, it's to a point, it's going to be like a drug. You're like, yo, bro, I don't want this to go away.
Yeah, but...
you're going to want to try to find a way to stay in touch and then...
But that's where you build a community.
Drake built a community.
Exactly. And
but he still want... Bro, he's trying to be the biggest artist of the century.
And that's fine. I'm not knocking that.
But don't you want to be the biggest artist, podcaster, entertainer, businessman of the century as well?
Yeah, but at some point, you need some privacy.
And you can't be successful. Bro, it's hard to be successful.
No, you can be successful and be private.
Name your people.
There's mad millionaires and billionaires that are private.
Okay, but not in the fields we're in. Not talk about the fields we're in.
But there's a difference between wanting to be famous and wanting to be rich.
But I'm trying to tell you. Name people in our field that are private and famous.
No, because everything is a video. That's what I'm saying. But there comes a point where you're going to want to reserve yourself.
Because I say, yeah, Eminem's private and famous. But the thing is, he could be bigger than he is. Stop it. I'm not saying he could be bigger than he is. But I feel like he could gain more respect from people like Amari. He could gain people like you know how Amari criticized Eminem so much? I feel like if he was more out there and like in social media and all that and more into his life, personal life, I think people would like put him higher on the list, in my opinion.
But he wouldn't need to stop dropping music.
That, yeah.
That's it. Like, if we get more access to his actual everyday life, yes, I do agree on that point that, yes, we'll appreciate him more. Yes. But he would need to stop dropping music.
I think he would stop dropping.
Because at this point, I think that his...
I think Eminem's out of touch.
I don't think he's out of touch. I just don't think that the type of music that he's putting out...
Out of touch.
It's not out of touch. It's not what people want to hear.
Out of touch.
It's not out of touch.
That's out of touch. If people don't want to hear it, that's out of touch.
No, because people can say the same thing about Clips and Freddie Gibbs. They're out of touch.
Nah. Drake's out of touch right now with the people, in my opinion.
He's just putting trash music out, bro.
Eminem. He got the Eminem syndrome right now.
That's a good thing.
You got the Eminem syndrome. Even though I don't think all the records Eminem dropped is trash, I don't think all the records Dre drops trash. But if you really wanted the large amount of people that do say that Eminem and Drake have been dropping a lot of mid records and albums, Drake has the Eminem syndrome right now.
Okay.
And I do think that comes to you're out of touch with what people want from you.
I guess.
No, it's not I guess. I just think they're out of... I think Eminem's out of touch. I think his last album... What was his last album called? The Slim Shady?
The Slim Shady versus... The Coup de Gras.
That was a good album.
It was.
Do you go back to it?
Yes.
It's a good album. I just feel like I wish Eminem... I hope that leads to Eminem rapping more like... The Way I Am. Because I actually heard that. For some reason, I wanted to hear that record again. Because I forgot someone said that first verse was one of the best Eminem verses he's ever written.
Because the thing is, right, his cadence and his voice changed over the years. And I get it. Like,
but do you agree to that? The verse on The Way I Am is one of the best Eminem verses.
I agree. I think it's one of the best verses he's put out. I think that one... I probably put the infinite verse.
Can you? That's crazy how The Way I Am was a big single for him.
Facts, yeah. That was a great.
But yeah, I feel like people want more of that type of Eminem.
But the thing is, we'll never get that back. And that's something that I've kind of grown to understand.
Rapping slow and rapping more about like how you feel and everything?
Correct.
You don't think Eminem wants to do that?
No.
Eminem wants to rap fast?
I think he just wants to like... He wants to be a
He doesn't
a
want wordsmith. You to catch up. He doesn't want you to catch up.
He was running after him while he's rapping. I just think he just wants to be a wordsmith. He just wants to rap words. Like,
what do you think?
I get it.
Have you seen the comedy of the white boy that sounds like Eminem?
Yeah. he'll do something stupid. I just dropped my ice cream on the floor. Now I gotta open the door. This hurts me to my core. Like.
Oh.
Like, I get it. And look, I think if we were to get more access to Eminem's life, I think he'd be more an appeal to the public. And I get that point. But he doesn't want to. I think Eminem at this point, he's just over being famous and he just understands that he is famous. There's been interviews where even I think people have said like somebody like he can't even go to the goddamn gas station to get gas, bro. I think a lot of these people have the Michael Jackson effect. That you can't go somewhere without a whole fucking, the whole place shutting down.
Do you think he has a lot of bot sales? Bot plays?
I don't think so. I would disagree. Because he's one of the biggest artists in the world.
Had a mighty things because he was the biggest machine.
Who, Eminem?
Yeah. He thinks he has bot sales, bot plays.
He's probably a bot.
Well, you do expect if you're the biggest artist, obviously I think the bots are gonna be on your side.
I mean, that's everybody in the music industry. There's not one person.
Yeah,
in the
I think
industry
the only people I wouldn't expect bots is Russ and La Russell, the independent artists.
I agree.
Russ dropped that great album.
Yes, it's a good album. Yes,
you heard it.
Yes,
it's finally
a good album. It's a good album. It's a good album.
Wouldn't you hear? Yeah,
it was personal. That's how I took the whole album.
For you or for him?
For me.
Okay. You see, but now you understand why I say, yo, that's your type of music.
No.
You like Superman?
By
Russ.
It's all right. I wouldn't have to go back to it again. But it's a very personal album. The thing
for you or for him?
In both ways.
Okay.
Because the way, all right. So the way I look at music is like, yes, you need to have some type of introspective records, but at the same time, I need you to bar shit up and show me that you can.
And he did that.
Yeah.
But now you like it even more.
It's growing on me. It's growing on me.
Good album, man.
I've never said Russ is a bad rapper.
No, but you say it wasn't a good album.
You know.
Santiago is actually his classic. For me, it's his classic album.
That's fair.
Very good album. Very, very good album.
Great album.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Great album.
I think my favorite song from him is... I think one of the best records he's ever done, man, I'm going to be honest with you, is from that album. Give me one, because I think we got a few before the battery dies. Because I think it's 712.
See, I can't rap about...
Adventure.
That's good.
I feel like that, like... That's just a hook, verse, everything. Beat, I feel like everything he's saying on that record. I just think he's so relatable.
Okay.
And I feel like, yes, he does the ABC hooks records. But, like, I feel like he sometimes plays with the TikTok. Like, he's trying to be high on TikTok.
Look, I will never be upset with the ABC shit. The reason I say that is because you also need something to be catchy and melodic. Mm-hmm. And people need to, like... You can't be a lyrical miracle professional and want just that. It doesn't work that way. Every now and then, you need dumbed down shit. But I get you.
But not yet. We're gonna try to get. We should be able to do this weekly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're back. Hopefully, I think this episode like 2 something. Are we in the 200s?
We're still in the 200s.
I bet we like 210 or something like that.
Probably.
Before we go, what you think of the FRVD running interview when we did it?
I think it was great. It was great. And I think we need to have more.
Two great guys, though.
Yeah, I think we need to have more interviews like that.
We need a third person, man.
You think so?
Yeah, man. We need a. I always said I wanted a female.
Hey, man, I could dress up as a female. That's what you want, bro. Let's make it work. Hey.
But no, yeah, I, like I said, I want a female. I feel like right there, obviously we got Sky, but you know, Sky don't really like to talk a lot.
She barked.
But no, yeah, hopefully, yeah, we're going to be back with weekly stuff. I feel like we're going to go back to 2-hour episodes. We just wanted to test the waters and see how it is with the camera. We got to get a couple more batteries. Obviously, you're going to see the new quality of the camera. I think this setup is going to be way better, I think, for the video.
And also be on the lookout for different angles coming soon as well. Like, we're just...
That's what she
said. Hey, yo, you know what I mean?
No, but, it's not hey, yo, unless you like the other team, man.
Hey, man, fuck it, yo. We in 2025.
Oh, Kalani, bro. Before we go, Folded.
Great record, yeah. I love that record.
Bro, did you hear her vocals live?
Bro, she's amazing, bro.
Bro, I told you.
Stop it, bro. Get the fuck out of here. I put all of you on. Get out of here.
Here we go. Put me on.
I didn't put you on?
Kalani, no. I told you about her.
Bro, I've been listening to her since her first album. Don't do me. All right,
fine. You told me about Kalani, but I told you about Bia.
Anyway, get out of here.
But go ahead, man.
But yeah, different angles. We're gonna get to a point where everything's gonna look more professional.
Mm.
But we're working, we're cooking. But besides that,
more music.
New music coming out too. Mm. Videos.
Mutt
out now because I'm a mutt. Know what I mean?
He's a dog.
But besides that, just continue. You know, we're gonna get back on the ground. We're gonna do what we need to do. And don't forget to comment, like, subscribe. Also follow me on my new YouTube channel, Poppy Television.
Not gonna lie, we had some good listener view, like number wise.
I mean, I still look at the analytics. We still have a consistent listener base and some new listeners.
When we were consistent, like weekly, we were getting some good, like for a little potters like us, man. We're doing
it's all about creating a community and getting facts, people invited into our
And we world, lost so. Them, man. We lost them. But it's okay, man. We're going to get them back. We, like, you know, we lost like 2-3 heads, yo. But it's cool, man. We're going to.
Bro, you know what's funny? We started out with 3, dropped down to 2.
No, we started out with 4. Because you remember. We started off with 4.
No, but he wasn't a part. Oh, no, you're right. We started off with 4, then dropped to 3, then dropped to 2, went back to 3, went back to 4.
Then back to 3.
Back to 3.
Now back to 2.
Bro, this shit is
not
like...
Not including Sky.
Bro, this is stocks in its finest, bro. Up and down, yo. But Overall, man, I'm going to tell you like this. We've been potting for 6 years now. Six, going on seven. Yeah, we've been potting for a while. And honestly, yo, it only gets better. Everything takes time. 10,000 hours to get to where you need to get to.
Look at him trying to preach.
Nah, it's not preaching, bro. I'm unemployed. I don't need to preach.
But we do need a third. Like, I do want a female. We need a female so I can attack them too while they speak. Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in. We will see you guys on the next episode. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe. And also, we love y'all. Be safe.
Look at you podcast, man. I go by the name of Era. We got Poppy Johnson. We got Sky somewhere. And we'll see y'all next week. I don't know what when are we dropping these? Mondays?
You gotta give me a second when I get back home.
So Mondays?
We could do Wednesdays.
Mondays?
Anyway.
Monday, because you're going back, right? You're going back tomorrow, you said. No, Sunday.
Yeah, but you know how long it takes me to edit?
Come on, bro. Oosh. You're unemployed,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, don't do me like that. Yeah.
You're unemployed.
We'll see you guys on the next one. Peace.
We'll see you Monday.
Bye.